Hello, everybody. Welcome to My Sports Musings. I'm your host, Frank Diglio. Today, we're going to talk about the Giants and their first September win since September 20th, 2012, when they blew out the Carolina Panthers on Thursday Night Football. The Giants played very well yesterday. They beat the Houston Texans, who were 2-0 up until yesterday, 30-17. Now, Houston didn't have their running back and one of their better offensive players in Arian Foster, and their quarterback is Ryan Fitzpatrick, so it's not a huge thing to get excited about. But the bottom line was the Giants caused 3 turnovers, won the turnover battle. By the way, they had 0 turnovers caused through the first 2 games, so getting 3 on the board was huge for the team, because you're not going to win many games if you're turning over the ball and you're not causing any in return. So, yesterday, also, Eli Manning continued to look good after a pretty good week, too, to be honest with you. I know some people wanted to hammer him. They lost to Drew Stanton. But he still looked really good last week. And yesterday, he looked very well, very good. He went 21 for 28, 234, 2 touchdowns, no picks. 21 for 28, by the way, is 3/4 or 75%, which is, look, he's not going to hit 75% for the season. He's not. But, he's not going to hit 70% either. But if he can continue to be very efficient, that's only good news for the Giants. And that means maybe this offense starts clicking a lot sooner than a lot of people thought. Remember, a lot of people, including around the Giants organization, thought the team would take about take about a full year to get the offense under wraps, and now it looks like the team is starting to click a lot sooner. Rashad Jennings also, 34 carries, 176 yards, 5.2 yards a carry. Anytime you can get that yards per carry around 5 yards, that's excellent. That's exactly what you hope for. You also had a touchdown. Andre Williams continued to not be great, 6 carries, 18 yards, but that's not a... Yeah. It's not the end of the world. It's not something to get particularly worried about if you're the Giants. I think the most promising thing... Oh, actually, just before we get there, Victor Cruz played very well yesterday. He had his first touchdown of the season. 5 catches, 107 yards. Donnell, I know he had a fumble yesterday, but he continues to impress in a lot of different ways. He's huge. He has huge hands. That's such a weapon for Eli Manning. At one point, he was covered pretty well, and Eli just threw it higher than the cornerback could reach, and Donnell just jumped up and like snatched the ball out of the air. If he can continue to improve and not fumble and not drop the ball as much, he's going to be a huge weapon for the team. But arguably, the most impressive part of the game for the Giants was the fact that they only gave up 1 sack after struggling in the first 2 games and all of last year on their offensive line. J.J. Watt, who's the best pass rusher possibly of this generation, he's getting off to a start that suggests that he will be, only had 1 sack, and that was the only sack for the Houston Texans yesterday all game. They gave it up early in the game, and then after that the offensive line adjusted. Eli Manning had a lot of time, and what the Giants did, and they did well, and they tried to do it in the first 2 weeks, and they just couldn't get the timing right, where they had good quick passes, you know, 3-step drop, boom, out, 2-step drop, out, you know, the ball gets snapped to Eli, and he'll throw a screen right away to Reuben Randle. Victor Cruz would try to block a cornerback. Sometimes the play didn't work out as well as they'd hoped, but it's an improvement from the last few weeks when they couldn't even time it down correctly. So that's great news for the Giants. Also, they won time of possession, which this team wants to do. You know, they're not the Philadelphia Eagles. They could just run up and down the field in 3 seconds and score a touchdown. So, and they move them 1,000 miles an hour. So this team, they were able to run the ball. They were efficient passing. They won the turnover battle. And penalties-wise, they only had 4 for 31. If you remember, against the Arizona Cardinals, the Giants defense basically walked the Cardinals down the field on penalties in that opening drive, the only touchdown the offense scored that game. So the Giants kept that to a minimum. The defense looked great. At one point it was 17-0, and then it did get to 17-10, but then the Giants defense started to step back up again. It was a much needed performance for the team, and something that you know, the Giants needed and they have to build upon. You know, look, they're 1-2. That's not good. And here's the thing. They have to go on the road to the Redskins on Thursday night to take on Kirk Cousins and the team and their team. And they have to win that game. You can't fall a 1-3 and reasonably expect to make the playoffs. But road teams on Thursday Night Football don't play particularly well. I'm not saying the play is sloppier than normal, because it's really not. But road teams, usually the rule of thumb is just go with the home team on Thursday Night Football. And while that's not going to get you every time, and if you remember, the last Thursday win I was talking about was the Giants at Carolina. And they won that game big time. But Carolina was pretty bad that year. Washington's pretty good. They scored, you know, 27 points yesterday against, or I think it was 34 points, against a pretty good Philadelphia team, although the defense isn't great. But the bottom line is that's going to be a really tough game. And if the Giants lose or kind of flat and just, you know, roll over on Thursday night, that's basically going to negate all the good feelings the team has after yesterday's big win. I'm going to touch a little bit about the Yankees. This is Derek Jeter's last week of playing baseball, professional baseball. That's pretty crazy to think about, considering, you know, he's been around for 19 years. He's been a constant. I personally have no memory of watching the Yankees without Derek Jeter being the everyday shortstop. And it's weird. It's weird it's ending. It was weird in a way when Mariano Rivera was retiring, but what made it a little less weird was that he was a closer. He didn't play every day. You know, if he played 65, 70 games a year, sometimes that could be a lot. Derek Jeter played every day. He was always a constant top of the lineup, and he was always so good. And it's going to be a little odd to see him no longer batting first or second and being in the hole at shortstop for the Yankees. But all good things must come to an end. Derek Jeter's career does this week. But on a lighter note, Masahiro Tanaka pitched yesterday. He pitched very well. He was economical as usual. Pitched 5 1/3. If he was like completely healthy, he could have pitched a complete game, to be honest with you. He was rolling. And I think that's great news for the Yankees. We're going to find out today if he's feeling any soreness. And that would just be the absolute worst, because then he might need that Tommy John surgery. But as of now, as far as we know, Masahiro Tanaka feels good. He said that he wants to start on Saturday against the Red Sox. He feels like he's fine. He said he feels a little bit soreness, but he said the soreness he feels after every single start. So hopefully that's not a big deal. I'm not sure if the Yankees will give him an MRI or something like that in between starts just to make sure everything's okay. But if he can be healthy and he can go into next year as the ace, that's so huge for the Yankees' playoff hopes. And, you know, as a Yankee fan with the season lost, that's the only thing you can really hope for. That's the main thing you have to worry about right now, is can Tanaka be there to start next season? But, you know, we'll have to see how it goes, and especially after Saturday, after, now that's 2 starts in 10 days, we'll see how his arm responds, if it still holds up. And then, over the offseason, I'm sure they'll give him some kind of, you know, workout plan to see, you know, to make sure the arm stays strong, but don't overwork it. I don't know what that would entail, but, you know, a partially torn UCL. If you remember, Matt Harvey got Tommy John for the same injury. Roy Halladay didn't get Tommy John for that injury, and he turned out okay. So it's not an absolute this treatment or that treatment's the best. The Yankees took the risk and didn't give it to him. At this point, it looks like it's working out, and that's great, but there's no guarantees that we won't hear in October or November something happened and he needs to get Tommy John for whatever reason. But you know, yesterday was as good of a news as you could hope for the team. That's going to wrap it up for My Sports Musings. My name is Frank Diglio. You can email the show at mysportsmusings@gmail.com. And thanks for listening.